Hello, everyone. It's Michael Jacob with Unleashing Intuition Secrets, and we're joined once again by Rafael Conquista, and we're talking intuitive nutrition, and we're going to talk about a lot of things that are going on in the world that are very concerning.
And they're happening so fast, it's like mind-numbing.
The pace is kicking up.
Yeah, it is. And it can be overwhelming. Like, we have to really control that flow of information. And I find myself, you're at the forefront of, you know, cutting edge information online. And, but even in my hands-on practice, the amount of chaos coming at me is just increasing. So how do we manage that? So we maintain that love vibration and have some peace still. It's these guys don't want us to have any of that. I think they know it leads to increased illness, the amount of stress. It affects every part of our being.
Yes. And, so, you know, there's a lot of people that have known that this was coming. I was told there was like, I think it's probably 6 or 7, maybe as many as 8 years ago.
Yeah.
Not eight. It was probably about closer to 6 years ago. I was being invited to go to Costa Rica with a billionaire group, and because the things in America were going to get really, really, really bad, they said, you don't want to live there anymore. And I was like, it's America. I mean, I fought for America my whole life, but now I'm looking at it, I'm like, dang, those guys were right. Boy, it's getting really tough here. I'm still gonna stick it out, but it's like, which side is right? Because I'm seeing what I thought were the Nazis, and now I'm seeing like some of the guys that I thought were on my team are turning into be Nazis. I'm like, so I'm surrounded here almost. So it's pretty challenging right now to navigate through these shark infested waters.
Yeah. I call them the beasts of the earth. I think the ancient prophets talked about them being the beasts. And traditionally, I know where I've come from in Christian place where they've said, oh, that's, you know, animals or something. No, it's these guys that don't have consciences. These guys who are like reprobate minds. They can't do good.
Mm-hmm.
They've gone down this road those are guys that are kind of running the show globally. And yep. I, you know, as much as I hate it, there's something also in us. I know it's in you that's sort of like, you know, we're here at this time, and we're not, this is not a mistake that we're here at this time. And we're here to be bringing light to the world and healing methodologies and just loving each other.
Yeah.
They got their agenda. We got ours.
So, you know, I was supposedly going to go work with, go hang out with some, and they actually had a bunker system they were building in Costa Rica too.
Okay. Oh,
they're ready for super worst case scenario evidently. So you know, I'd like it waved off on that and decided to stick it out here. But we're seeing a lot of billionaires. So those were the good guys that are basically, it's going to get super bad. So how did they know that? That's what I would, because I was like, how, it can't get that bad. This America, and boy, it has. It's gotten way worse than I ever thought it would. It looks like there's not gonna be any let up. It's gonna get even worse.
I totally agree.
So, I mean, I'm like, wow. So these billionaires, you know, we know that, you know, one of them is building a bunker system in Hawaii, one of the islands in Hawaii, Kauai, or wherever it's at. And then we got a bunch of billionaires that are building systems in Australia, and next to it, New Zealand. So New Zealand seems to be a big place for bunker systems for the elite. So they got their private jets. So just jump on the jet and leave and go park it down in New Zealand and go into the Buckers, and who knows what's going on if they do that. But they're planning on something.
What do you think their source of information was?
I don't know. Maybe some long-term plans that they're privy to.
Yeah.
Both sides. The good guys and the bad guys.
Right.
Billionaires. They both know.
They know.
I mean, maybe they're looking at patterns that are of a bigger picture than we know of. And they keep that deck of cards to close to their chest so they can, like, you know, skedaddle if they need to. Because if they tell everybody, then everybody panics and they can't get out. Yeah, I don't know. But it would be nice to have that insight so we could tell everybody and so we can maybe head this off. That's what we do. We try and release enough information so that we can help people navigate through these shark infested waters.
Yeah.
Don't go to that island. That island has cannibals. So, and that island over there, it's good for a few days, and then they start to get a little cray cray. So you just, you know, replenish and then head out again after a few days. So, you know, we're trying to tell people this kind of stuff. I mean, this kind of sounds like fun. Oh, that's funny. But no, we're talking pirates ready to pounce, and you go in the water, the sharks are going to eat you, and go to the wrong island, you're going to get eaten. It's like, it's just like that right now. But, you know, we've basically been talking about this for some time. So bird flu, the billionaires, they got some kind of thing going on, and the bird flu. So what's frustrating about putting stuff out, kind of the same, I went through the same process with COVID. People want to, like, you don't know what you're talking about. It's like, yeah, I like spent like 35 years like studying this stuff. This is what we knew was coming at some point, and that's it. So it's a bioweapon, and it's coming from Wuhan labs in China. I said it long before everybody did, and maybe even the first, quite frankly. And then once other people hear it, they start jumping on board. But still, it didn't make it enough impact. We didn't keep enough people out of the shark infested waters, because there's a lot of people gotten eaten by sharks by now.
You know? It's really, there's something in us that, like, we have a hard time, I think, just in swimming against the flow of what everybody else is doing.
Yeah.
We remember seeing everybody lined up outside of the grocery store 6 feet apart, and everybody had a mask. And if you walked into the store without a mask, they would gang pile you. So this mental sheep move the herd in the same direction. These guys are masters at it.
Right.
They used to be. And we're savvy to them now. And that's what this is all about. That's what I see. That's what you're doing, period. And that's what I'm doing now, period. I've come to believe that all the last 20 years of my practice is for this moment.
Oh, yeah. Yeah. And my whole career, like, for right now.
Yeah.
Totally.
And I would have never seen that until right now. Mm-hmm. It's like, it's profound. And at the same time, you know, it comes to me with a lot of sorrow and also just a lot of excitement and a lot of hope, because we are providing things. We walked right through the COVID thing in the practice with nutrients like nothing.
Yeah.
Like, literally. And even when they mistreated and abused people in the hospital and tried to kill them, and then we saw them afterwards, we still walked through it with nutrition like a hot knife through butter. So, and I think that's what this is about.
Yeah.
Being ready so that people, we know, at least, you know, your listeners are not going to be getting the jab. Not anytime soon.
Probably not most of my listeners.
I hope not.
Let's talk about this bird flu thing. So the bird flu thing is supposed to be like multiples more deadly than the COVID-19.
Yeah, 100.
They've manufactured it in the bio labs in America, because all the other ones are being shut down all over the world. So they, like, okayed it to do it in labs in America now. And that was supposed to be, you couldn't do that. And that's why they went to biolabs like in Ukraine and China and down in South America and so forth. But now they're manufacturing it right here in America again.
I believe that virology from the get-go, we've talked about this over and over, and we're not going to stop. Virology right out the gates was designed as the marketing for the bioweapons release through the jab and other methods. But these bioweapons labs that are under the guise of, you know, we're creating, we're studying infection to help all you guys, is the cover for the bioweapons labs. And we kind of, because we didn't know back then, we kind of bought into it, or at least we didn't know, so we couldn't argue it. But all of these virology labs are bioweapons labs, and they're there to create releases for us by the beasts of the earth, the billionaire people, beings, these evil beings. So we're on to them now, like you know, a pit bull on a leg, and we're not gonna. It's our job,
yeah,
to stand on the mountain and shout it out, speak the truth.
So to defeat an enemy, you have to learn how the enemy thinks. And so we've been doing that. We've been deciphering how these incredibly evil people think. And so we're narrowing it down.
Yeah.
So we know they're pedophiles. They know, yeah. We know they do sacrifice. We know that they do adrenochrome. But how many people accept that? So you have to understand just how evil that is. And yeah, most of us can't, or not going to be able to comprehend that. Right. So that's just one aspect of what they're all about. And then their parties are where they're like, you know,
eating each other, cannibals, yeah.
The sexual craziness that goes on, the sharing of everyone, and the, oh, you won a record deal. Well, you have to go to this party.
Yeah.
And you have to like drop trowel and you have to bend over. Oh, but I'm a man. Oh yeah, that's right. So we're learning that from now with all of the rappers. Our rappers are basically revealing all this stuff. Mm-hmm. Oh yeah, you got a record deal? Well, sign a paper. Oh, you signed a paper? And everybody starts laughing and they're like, what? Well, you're gonna get it from behind now. And they're like, yeah, you are. Because we all did. And so this is craziness. It's like, what kind of world are we waking up to?
Yeah.
So you have to understand just how evil and how demonic and how you know, psychopathic these people are. And once you start to understand that, and you're like, there's no way anyone could do that. Oh yeah.
Oh yeah. Yeah.
Oh yeah. There's no way that anyone would do this or do that. Now, I've been in combat and I've seen the horrors of combat, and people will do horrific things to other people. And then if you don't learn how to adapt in those types of environments, because we're all in combat now.
We are.
Everyone's in combat now. And so, you don't learn the way the enemy thinks, the way the enemy is going to try and take us down, you're going down. Because I've seen a lot of my friends over the years that I thought were very, very clever, very smart. They get trapped in a certain way of thinking. They didn't adapt, and they're not with us anymore. So,
right.
And they died in horrific ways.
Yeah.
Shot, burned, drug through streets, hung from bridges, all kinds of crazy stuff. So blown up in cars, shot, all kinds of crazy ways, blown up. What the heck? So I navigated through the shark infested waters. In fact, quite frankly, I can swim with the sharks. Literally, I have swam with sharks. And I know when you need to get out of the water and when you can hang with them. And then some people will get in the water and they freak out, and the shark will be like, oh, somebody's freaking out. I'm easy target.
They know. They know.
So, and that's what most people are. They get fearful. They get angry. Easy target. And they get jump. Right. So it's rough. It's real rough because that's the most people's consciousness. Yep. They want to overreact to something that they've been trained to overreact to. So if you don't learn to like suck it up and like be observant and calm yourself down and be in that love vibration, then you're going to get taken.
Yeah. And I know even Yeshua, Jesus said, you know, when you see all these things happening, don't be afraid. I think if we were to ask him, he might give us some other advice too, but he picked that one thing. He said, don't be afraid. And probably governing the truth is that very thing that I know that when you adapted, you had to learn. I've even talked to you about it in a extreme violent hand-to-hand combat situation. You have to come at it in this place where you're technically not afraid. I mean, I can't say that I know how you do that, but where you've extracted yourself from the fear aspect, and when you're able to do that, that all your perceptions are still intact.
Yeah.
And the fear, the adrenal hormone actually shuts them down. And so, well, that's part of what I think we have to learn to do with you, maybe from you for sure, is learning how to hear the truth, how to manage our way in the truth, and avoiding the sharks while they're trying to make us really afraid. Because right. if we stay afraid, Michael, I'm afraid that we're just going to go sit on the couch, turn on the cartoons, and not do anything. And we're not going to make it that way either.
Yeah. And I'm watching this Netflix show called Three Bodies. And basically it's kind of like an alien invasion type thing. And once people realize they're coming for us and we don't have the technology that can win, but they're really far out. So we could actually perhaps develop technology that's even better than theirs. So that's the way I think. It's like, yeah. if you come at me, I have incredible levels of knowledge. But I'm not going to freak out, because if I freak out, I'm dead. It'd be like the adrenal dump happens. Some people are like, and for me, I'm like, you know, I'm like focused and come up with something to get out of that, whether it's like, I go this way or I come at you and then go that way or go around you or whatever it takes. So I know instantly what I'm going to do, because I don't go, I go,
Yeah. Yeah.
And that's where the adrenal dump can take you to super high levels of consciousness. If you learn how to do that, anyone can. But let's just go back to COVID. Where was your consciousness during COVID? Did you get trapped up in the fear? Did you start running down those roads? Did you get vaccinated? Did you know that the vaccination was bad, but you got vaccinated anyway for whatever reason? But you're like, this time, I don't care what the reason is, not doing it. Are you there? Are you there yet? Are we there yet? Are we there yet? Like the little kids. So
I hope so.
Yeah.
But I think so.
There's no way. There's no way, though.
We can see it. We're watching them ratchet up the new level of fear with just terms like saying, it's the bird flu. It's going to be 100 times X. Disease X, it's going to be 100 times worse. And so they're ratcheting up the fear, making it 100 times worse than COVID. Are you kidding? My mom died. My dad died. So how does it become worse than that? So, but they're doing it.
Yeah.
And I think one of the things, like, I'll get back to that. I want to talk about that, this inbound thing. But one of the things that if we start recognizing that I believe they're from their father, the liar, who's been the liar from the beginning. We all kind of know who that is. And if we can separate that, the lies from reality, I think 90% of the fear right out the bat goes out the window. I'm the guy that you just mentioned. Like, I go, and then I run into the kitchen and start opening my nutrition cabinet. And I take nutrients to help overcome the adrenal dumps. But that's really not the way to go. I mean, we really have to filter through it and manage it inside as well. Not just with nutrition. Because it's really true. The stress that we're under spends these super methylated nutrients like a drunken sailor, our liver, our adrenals, our brain, our organs, and our heart. They use these nutrients like really rapidly. So we go into depletion really quick. And then it's not in our food supply. So when I say I grab my nutrition shelf, it's for that reason. Because that's the way we're replenished, is by adding these known superfoods. And we'll talk about a couple of them pretty soon. But that's one way to manage it, I think. Staying in the truth, nourishing well, loving one another.
Absolutely. So it's like I said, it's getting pretty crazy out there as far as like I thought I posted about the vaccination. Let me see. Oh yeah, here it is. Let me share the screen real quick and we'll listen. Yeah. Listen to this, guys.
No. Dr. Robert Redfield led the CDC when the COVID outbreak began in 2020. He was an early proponent of the lab leak theory. Last March, he testified before Congress that he was sidelined over that belief. Dr. Redfield, thanks so much for joining us. I just want to get your reaction to these State Department documents.
Well, Elizabeth, I think it's really important that the Biden administration follow through. I mean, Congress unanimously voted, and they do very few things unanimous, voted to have all these documents declassified. And I do think once they are declassified, the American public will get a much better understanding of the knowledge base we have. Clearly, the FBI was able to look through this material and come, you know, with modern certainty that this came from a lab, the Energy Department, low certainty. I might argue that the few agencies that say it was natural spillover are all with low certainty.
Yeah.
And a number of agencies, as you know, like the CIA and the State Department, have just been, they've made no opinion. But I think it's really critical. I mean,
Why wouldn't they make this public? I don't understand all the secrecy around this.
Yeah, I don't literally. I mean, I can't. I mean, I've obviously reviewed the classified information, and I'm anxious to see it all declassified. Some of it has been. I think obviously there's geopolitical reasons that they're keeping this classified. I don't think it's warranted. It should be declassified. One, Trump's providing great leadership in this space. I think he's going to get to the truth. I mean, I'm disappointed. I saw one of your guests on before me from Johns Hopkins where he said, you know, the bulk of evidence is still spillover. I would, as a reporter, I would ask him, could you list that evidence?
Yeah, no,
because the truth is, there's no evidence.
No.
There's no evidence for spillover.
None.
And there's plenty of evidence. There's a lot of opinion. I think it puts our world at great risk. We have the risk of natural spillover, but there is a species barrier. I'm obviously most worried about bird flu.
Mm-hmm.
Right now, it takes 5 amino acid change for it to be effectively infecting humans. That's a pretty heavy species barrier. But this virus is already now in 26 mammal species, as you saw most recently, cattle. But in the laboratory, I could make it highly infectious for humans in months because it's been published the 5 amino acids that I need to change. And so I don't think that research should be done. That's the real threat. That's the real biosecurity threat, that these university labs are doing these bio experiments that are intentionally modifying viruses. And bird flu, I think, is going to be the cause of the great pandemic.
All right. So there you go. I mean, we've been talking about it. We've been saying it. And now you hear CDC director, former CDC director, coming out and basically saying it.
Yeah.
So he's like walking himself away from it. So I'm the good guy. I said Wuhan flu early on, but the FBI and the CIA still continue to deny it, but there's records of it. Yeah. I'm like, I remote viewed that like from early January and started talking about it. So of 2020, right? So, and even in December, I was like researching it, and I was like, it, the first week of January, I had all my research done. I did all my remote viewing. I'm like, okay, time to reveal. Boom. And, you know, there was a lot of pushback. There's a lot of pushback right now, same way with the bird flu. Same situation now. Just like we talked about, he just said they're doing gain of function in research laboratories in U.S. universities.
Yes.
Hell effing low. Hello. All right, so it's here. It's, they're getting ready to release it. They're building the consciousness of everybody. They're building up the fear. They're building everybody up, just like they did with COVID-19. They built everybody up. It's just, oh, it's so infectious. It's so infectious. It's so infectious. People are going to die. 1.1 million people died. No, probably a million people were murdered in hospitals, frankly. Yeah.
Probably millions were murdered in the process. And now post COVID with the injection, because I still sell
way more.
COVID was the marketing for the injection.
Yeah.
And now we're going to see, like you said, 30-50% of the world. And I think he sort of qualified that too, didn't he? Like, here it comes, 100X.
100X. The X virus. Now they're already saying what the X virus was. Remember they tried to do the monkeypox scare, that didn't work.
Yep.
But they're slow rolling this one.
Yes.
And so they have their experts out. They're talking about it and on and on and on. And it's like, okay, we stopped the gain of function here in the United States because it was illegal.
Mm-hmm.
Who voted for it to be illegal? To be legal, to do it again. So I haven't, I'm thinking this right now. I have to go look and see, but I'm not going to start pointing fingers at people that if I don't know for sure. But at some point, I know that Trump shut down the bio labs in Fort Detrick. And then it was not long after that when Wuhan was released. So I think that they were already on the trail of shutting it down. And Juan O'Savin and myself included talked about how there was a very interesting reveal of SEAL Team 6 and Delta type people that were flying around in helicopters in LA, Long Beach, LA area. And they were getting, from what he said, bioweapons that had been delivered from probably from Wuhan. And this was I think it was July, August time frame of 2019. So there was an underground tunnel system in this one hospital, and evidently special forces groups went in there and basically stopped out a bioweapon threat that was coming. So probably COVID-19 stuff that was going to be released earlier on, and they were able to stop it out. And then it was a slow roll, and I think they aerosolized it in a lot of places. Of course, they started it up in Seattle. Sleepless in Seattle. You know, it's Tom Hanks tried to run, and they got him. They caught him, and he and his wife, and I think they executed him. But there's a lot of these people that are involved in this. You know, we've been pointing this stuff out. If I have long-term... So for myself, I'm extremely well trained. I could have been given a mission to go and settle somewhere. So I'm trained. I basically go, look, I'm out of the service. I don't do that anymore. And I have this business, and now I'm going to go open my business in China. And so my business is there. And then I get the activation code. It's like time to release the bioweapon. And so I go and do my thing and release a bioweapon, and then I fly out. And I'm like drinking, you know, champagne on the way out while everybody's dying behind me. So that's the way these guys roll. And that's a very hard thing to track down. So you have all of these sleepers and sleeper cells that are potentially throughout the United States, and you have groups that are basically tracking them down and cleaning, right? Taking them out. Mm-hmm. And it's, you can't get them all.
Right.
And this one is in our face.
Right.
And they're like, you can't stop this because we've already got everything in motion.
Yep.
And it's coming at you from all different angles. We did monkeypox was a distraction, and this was a distraction over here, and the wars are a distraction. And all the railroads that are crashing and chicken hen houses that are burning down, that's all part of distraction. And now we're really going to let the big one go. I think that is the bird flu.
At least that's what they'll call it, bird flu.
Yeah.
We could start talking again about, like, here's this elite insider sort of quasi blowing the whistle on, the stuff that he was involved with, and he knows it all. If he were really honest, he'd be saying, here's what's really going on. This whole thing is criminal underground.
He's a puppet.
Yep.
He's a puppet. Yep. He would be dead otherwise. They would have killed him if he was really revealing information like he is right now. So he's been given instruction on what to reveal. He's part of the process of revealing.
Correct. And it's almost like the enemy is prophetic. So I believe that they have to reveal what they're going to do.
Yeah, that makes them like God.
Yeah, exactly. That's it.
And it's like, and they try to play God.
Like God. Yeah.
They try and play God because that's what Lucifer is, not God. He wants to be like God, and his minions are out there doing what he tells them to do so that he looks like God. Right. So that's what we're seeing right now. So you have to think this way.
Mm-hmm.
And people are like, Lucifer, and then there's the group there isn't a Lucifer. It's all like, it's all hocus pocus. And I don't believe in God and all that stuff anyway. So, okay, that's fine. But were you impacted by COVID?
Yeah.
Everybody in the world was. That was, Luciferase, literally. That was
six,
it.
Biohacks.
Hello.
Enzymes 666 this, yeah, six, mm-hmm. Bill number 666, yeah, it's all like in her face, yeah. And like, so I've asked people recently, like, so you don't believe in God, then how come you see so much Lucifer?
I know, right?
It's like in your Lucifer's really in our face, but God's pretty silent, I guess. Yeah, but yeah, you're spot on. He's a prophet. He wants to be like God.
Right. So there was psychiatric drugs.
Yeah. I don't even want to. Okay. We'll talk about psychiatric drugs, but I think it's part of this conversation.
That's part of all this. Yeah.
Yeah.
Because people are going crazy. They're like, you guys are crazy and you're making me crazy. It's like, okay, let's see real crazy.
Yeah. That's part of going crazy. But we've just been talking about this. I pulled this from 2009, Wall Street Journal, billionaires try to shrink world's population. And this report says, and it talks about who they are, the ones that we see, the Rockefellers, Soros, Turners, Oprah, all these people that you're talking about, the Gates, the Buffetts. And then you've heard of this national security memorandum from Kissinger, the Kissinger report, where he talked about population control. Limiting population. I'll just blow through these real quick. And a Twitter by Gates or a twit. There's really no choice, bird flu jab or die painfully. Not a chance. Here's the one that you just talked about. I was going to talk about that too. So I'm going to now just go ahead and jump to 80% of our population now takes psychiatric drugs, and it's getting worse because they don't work. So talking about, I want to spend a minute talking about, I guess, stress, because that's what we're seeing here is the escalation of stress. So we're reaching out to the corporate development, these same people that are trying to kill us for our answers. And this is where, this is part of our journey. We can make it more simple. We're still reaching out to this corporate drug-infested world for our answers, and our answers really are among us now. And Michael's sharing it. We're sharing it together. That's what this journey together is about. That's what intuitive wellness is about. That's what your show's about. And so I had another example of that this past week, and it's happening every time now that I'm seeing a pharmaceutical come into my practice or I'm testing it. Woman comes in, another like severe respiratory infection, kind of systemic UTI, bladder. She's peeing every 15 minutes. Mm. And so she hands me her Prozac and we test it, and it's asking for entuostat. So we have to put her on a high dose, like 14 of these capsules of entuostat from the intuitive wellness store. Mm. With the intuitive cardio NF for like 6 weeks to clear the infection that came from the pharmaceutical. So once again, the pharmaceuticals are not just slowly making us crazier, depleting us in all kinds of nutritional, liver function, gastrointestinal, our small intestine. So it's creating an environment, slowly a toxic environment in our organs and glands, and then in our central nervous system, where it's starting to collapse us. So our only answer is really to reach out and to get into the nutrient and wellness and make our food right and to find these answers ourselves and to stop going to the industry that's trying to kill us.
Oh, definitely. All these drugs that people are on, 80% of Americans on psychiatric drugs.
That blew my mind. I thought it was 50%.
Wow.
I'm like, oh my goodness, 80% on some form of psychiatric drug. So I'm not bringing that to this audience because I, as a condemnation, but as a, you know, as an offer to help nourish, to help, to use it, to utilizing the nutrition, to utilize things like the LifeWave patches and everything that we have in our arsenal now to be helping to share that with you so you can begin to restore your health and being and wellness and peace and reduce your anxiety with things that God intended and not the chaos that they're now using as a weapon against us in this pharmaceutical industry.
Very nice.
So we have to really stop begging them for our help. And we have to figure this out. So it's part of the war that we just talked about.
Yeah. So we've talked about this. You got a note here, virus or something else.
Yeah, the virus or something else. So this CDC insider is talking about virus. Now that gets confusing because we've been talking all along about the fact that that doesn't exist.
Right.
So because that's true, even all the way back into the late 1800s when they started talking about virus, and then into the 1900s, and then the Spanish flu. Okay, so the progression of what happened was back in the earlier days of infectious disease viewing, for them to be able to see it with microscopes and stuff like that, they would always call it like bacillus influenzae or bacterial influence. So everything they talked about in terms of bacterial influence. And they even talked about in terms of virus, but they said it's always, whenever they see it in microbiology, it's insignificant. It was like a byproduct of cellular function. We've talked about that too. Virus exists but not in the form that it's been marketing to us. So the bacteriologists back in the day were just talking about bacterial influence, bacterial influence, bacterial influence. And then as more and more money power came into the pharmaceutical and educational systems, the Rockefellers, the Gates, and all these people, their family lines, big money. They started dropping the term bacterial and for a half a generation used the term influence or influenza. And then they progressively dropped the term influenza to flu, and then they added virus, viral influenza, viral flu. And so it was a shift in the educational system, in the marketing system that took a full generation, really, or two, from my father's birth until now. So a couple of generations, three generations, in this manipulation of understanding of what it really was.
Mm.
And so as they talk about virus, and they talk about it in great sort of scientific details, which continues to increase our confusion. What is he talking about? There's only five more amino acids before the human cell can sort of take it up. So what they talk about is that, that in our body's cellular search for life, nourishment, like a supplement or a protein, in its search for nourishment, it's looking for amino acids, it's looking for fatty acids, it's looking for nourishment. And so it's slowly looking for something that it knows it's supposed to be there.
Mm-hmm.
And what they've done is they've tried to match toxins in the lab, poisons that would never be in our body, and they've tried to get them to cross species into our cell, taking it up as a host. And so that we would get infected or transfected, would really be transfected. None of it's technically an infection. It's where they try to deliver it to us, either aerosolized, like you mentioned, or shots, or even in the food supply. Anyway, they're trying to transfect us so that then it's in our body. It's a toxin that's very difficult to remove. So, but my point was in this transition of words, which are very critical. They went from bacterial influenza and then shifted over a couple generations to where they don't even talk about that anymore. It's all flu. And when we hear that, we think of virus. So that's been the shift in our brainwashing, so that every time there's an illness, we think of virus, and yet virus doesn't even exist. So everything that we're going to be experiencing, there's nothing new under the sun. Everything that we're going to be experiencing is either going to be in the form of a toxin, i.e. virus, that's injected or aerosolized or put in our food, or something very contagious like a weaponized TB or pneumonia. But we're going to be on that. And I'm developing even something called the Plague Report. It's going to be a membership thing where people are going to get advanced insider warnings and notice about what it is, what we're seeing, and what to do about it. When they rolled the COVID out for weeks and months, we started seeing it 18 months ahead of time in my practice. I'm like, what's this little change in people's health? And it was a little weaponized bug that was coming in, and it's what caused it. What's what the contributor or the causative factor was to trigger like pneumonia, and it was a weaponized bioweapon, definitely. But with right nourishment, literally 2-3 doses, and the body was able to purify itself out of the lung, out of the sinus, and the respiratory system. In just a few doses, unless they let it go on and on and on and developed into more bacterial forms, more pneumonic type forms of infection.
Hmm.
Now I saw that in the legal system too. About every 20, 25 years, they come out with new definitions and they change them over time. So a century ago, one legal term today would be very different. The whole legal definitions have been watered down just exactly the same as how I described going from bacterial influence into virology. And so virology is a marketing tool only to market all of this chaos and death that we're talking about. They've done it in the legal system, same thing.
So you talk, yeah, there's also a couple of stories you wanted to share, macular degeneration and Prozac drug cases.
Yeah, so I had a listener, one of the listeners, this was really cool. She had macular degeneration advanced, and she wanted to see what was going on. And so she brought in so we could get her hands on her, and she brought in some nutrition. And so I just wanted to show you this. I'm not going to show you who made it. It's a very well-known company who makes all kinds of contact lenses and stuff and fluids for the eye. And it was this eye formula. And so the first thing that we had to do was we had to get rid of her cell phone. This is what we always do in the clinic. If we have the cell phone in the room, the chaos is profound. So we have to either bring the harmonizer and harmonize it, or get the phone out of the room to do the test. So we got her eye with nutrients that are in the Intuitive Wellness line. And I can, you know, definitely the Intuitive One. And because she had a little biofilm, we put her on the Intuistat and the Intuitive Cardio NF. And then she was on high dose Intuitive Immunity, which is the human active colostrum. So she's on these nutrients. And so we get coherence with her eye, because there's reasons why people go into macular degeneration. So then we brought this nutrient into her eye, and she got to feel it in the quantum forensic muscle test, that her eye was going back into chaos just with the supplement. And so she asked, so why? What is it? So I can feel it going to chaos, but why? So that brings me to making a point about the bottle. Just to get started, the bottle allows light to pass through, and all that has to do, sitting on the shelf for a couple of weeks, is the nutrients are all degraded. Mm-hmm. So now they become rancid, because some of these nutrients are so delicate. Mm. If there's good nutrients in it, I'm starting just with the bottle. Mm-hmm. So the bottle allows light to come in, and light is one of the most rapid decaying agents of a delicate nutrient that we're trying to preserve. And so all of those nutrients in that bottle are already rancid. I just wanted to point that out for her, because another listener sent an email and said, what about the bottles? Are they safe? And so I thought I'd answer that with this question too. So yes, they're BPA free, they're toxic free, they're recyclable. This is Intuitive Way bottle, and they look black, but they're not. We've developed them specifically to block the frequencies of light that will degrade a nutrient, so that the nutrient value stays 100% intact all the way through from putting it together towards in your body. And these guys are selling tens of billions of dollars of the stuff that's degrading the eye. This was an eye formula, and it had some of the right nutrients in it. That's cool, but it's gone. And it was actually making our eye function worse.
Wow.
So once we got her on the nutrients, put her on the LifeWay patches, now when she goes to her doctor, he's going, wow. Her macular degeneration is reversing. And I just wanted to share this, because a lot of times we don't even think about simple things like the bottle. That's amazing. I usually talk about, look at the toxins on the deck. Look at the ingredients on the deck. Here's a toxin. I can point a couple out to you. They use ascorbic acid as a preservative. Body doesn't want that. They use zinc oxide. That's the stuff you put on your nose, you know, when you go to the beach, if you're a Navy SEAL and you're in the sun all day, right?
I think I might have used that a few times, but no.
Lifeguards then. Titanium dioxide.
Super old school. I don't think I haven't seen anybody use that in a long time.
I think neither. I haven't either.
Yeah.
What is that?
That's interesting. It's supposed to be a complete block. And right. So that's interesting. So you You have a video. It's basically intuitive food detox video, and I'm gonna pull that up and we'll watch this, and then we'll talk about some of the products that are in here. Some of these products I've been using, and I just use them. It's funny because, you know, I don't read the labels all the time. Intuitive Oceans. I just like took a little quick swig of it and I was like, oh boy, I didn't. Whoa. And so it's like, it says, put it in a glass of water. I was like, oh yeah. So I started swigging water. And then I saw that you have here, the Ultra Cleanse and Intuitive Oceans. So I was like drinking. I was like, it's not really all that good. But when I put the Intuitive Ultra Cleanse with it, it actually smoothed it out, and it wasn't bad. So yeah. You recommend you do those together. So
yeah,
and just before the show, I did that, and it's like it's almost like the neurons of my brain got a cleanse. It's like supercharge. It's like light just went through my brain. It's pretty badass.
Very badass. It's like really totally badass. So this video, if you want, you can just opt into it, and you'll get that sent free. And it talks about how to detox your food. Now, real quick, I'd like to just tell you how to detox your body with the intuitive Ultra Cleanse and the Intuitive Oceans. Take about a teaspoon of the Intuitive Oceans and mix an eighth teaspoon three times a day. So this is a daily dose. You take the Intuitive Oceans and a teaspoon a day, and you might start out with a half teaspoon a day because it's so strong, and then take the Intuitive Ultra Cleanse, mix them together in water, and what we're after with those two is its superpower ability to bind to anything that is not supposed to be in there. So let's talk real quick about virus, like we've been talking about. So we have this in our humors, in every ounce of water that's in our body is now carrying this Intuitive Ultra Cleanse, Master Detox, and the Intuitive Oceans. And so it's going through your body, and the Intuitive Oceans is starting to realign, repolarize, to push toxins out of different tissue. And the clay is going to grab it at the same time, bind with a strong negative charge to a positive toxin. So, for example, let's take a virus. So the first place a virus hits in our body is what? If we're not injecting it, or if we're not eating it or breathing it, but still if we're eating it and breathing it, the first thing a virus toxin is going to hit is water. Okay? And it's a mystery to me, Michael, why no health experts ever talk about this as part of immunity. The first thing that any toxin, bacterial or viral, is going to hit in your body is water. At your eyes, at your mouth, at your nose, anywhere, it's going to hit that moisture first. Now, if in your moisture system, we have these clays that are looking for a positive charge, which all virus, all toxic bacteria, all toxic bacteria residue, all poisons, all chemicals, all graphene, all snake venom, it all has a positive charge. And these clays are looking for that. And they're going to bind not just to one, but each molecule of clay is going to take up to 300-400 times its molecular size and weight in toxins. So each molecule of the clay and the Intuitive Oceans is going to be binding to hundreds of molecules of virus, bacteria, toxins, poisons, pesticides, anything that has that positive charge. So that's like, it's mind-blowing. I'm so excited about this because now we are going to help have tools for our body to cleanse itself. This is one of the ultimate cleanses you can ever do. And it's you can just do it every day. Just do it every day in your water. Mix it all with your water so you don't even taste it. If you pour it in your mouth like Michael did, it's going to be like you got hit by like a giant wave. It's going to taste like ocean water. Very strong,
Yeah, and it goes down. It's like, oh, my body needs water with that. You're going to run for the water. Don't do it like I did. Read the directions. It's like, so I usually look, okay, one capsule or three capsules, whatever it is, and it says one teaspoon. So I'm like, okay, one teaspoon. So I did a teaspoon, and it's like, so, and then I started drinking water. I was like, oh, put it with a glass of water. Ah, okay.
Sorry about that.
No. It's that's definitely my mistake for not being observant enough to see that. But now we're telling everybody. So you guys highly recommend this stuff. It's really good for your body. Because like I just said, my brain lit up like fireworks when I took it. And I was like, wow. That's the two of these together. So they're recommended to do these together. The Intuitive Ultra Cleanse, Inside Out Master Detox, and the Intuitive Ocean. So both of these together are a very fire.
Now, I'm
fire, like a fiery combination, because they're going to like super cleanse you. So I'm looking forward to talking about what I'm getting from that. So thank you very much. So let's jump in and look at that video. So in this, I put the link in the live chat. So the Intuitive Warrior channel is we're live in that right now.
Yeah.
And I just put that in the live chat. So you guys that are coming back later to watch this, or if you're coming back, you're watching this on Rumble later, it'll be down in the description box. So that link, it's very easy to go see this. So let's jump in and watch. Make sure that's okay. Sound's on.
I hope it plays.
Yeah, hopefully. Here we go.
I have something that'll alter that. Trying to make me work so we can work to work it out.
Hey, welcome all the Intuitive Wellness Warriors and Intuition Secrets Warriors. Raphael here, and I just want to drop you a quick video on how to supercharge your food with a couple nutrients that are now in Michael's store. So go in the store and look for Intuitive Ultra Cleanse, Master Detox, and the Intuitive Ocean. Grab those right now, and I'm going to walk you through this video once again on how to supercharge your food, purify your produce and your meat, and don't ever take a bite of food without doing this. Here we go. So as you guys probably know, we're in right now, the last couple generations, in the most toxic world in history. We have food pesticides and toxins. For example, peanuts and grapes are pesticided 80 different chemicals. We have aflatoxins in our food, mold. We have endotoxins in our body. We have supertoxins, pharmaceuticals, in the water and in the air and the ocean, everywhere. We know now scientifically and in the biophotonics, the energetics of the body, that the Intuitive Cleanse clays and the Intuitive Ocean may be one of the most in critical detox nutrients in all of man's history. And they're from ancient times. I'm going to teach you how to use them, how I use them. So we want to present to you this amazing clay and Intuitive Ocean's formula that is going to be a super cleanse for our foods. And we're going to go from 0 to 2 raked foods up to 9 and 10 just by purifying it and supercharging it with these nutrients, rich minerals, calcium ions, and intuitive planes. So here we go. I'm going to show you what we're going
to do.
I want you to get yourself a sort of a salad bowl. This is what I use. Fill it up about halfway with water, and then take your Intuitive Oceans, take about a teaspoon on it, put it in the water. It can be tap water. It doesn't have to be purified water, as we're going to purify it. And then take an 1/8 teaspoon, get a little teaspooner, and I just leave it in my bottle. Take an 1/8 teaspoon of the Intuitive Master Cleanse and put that in the water too. And then just work it around a little. Dissolve it all into the water, and then I'll take you on a quick journey about how I do it. Here's a head of romaine, And you can see when you get it from the store, the end of it is just messed up. But you take a paring knife and just cut that right off, shave off that stuff. Now it's clean and fresh and it's wet. It'll actually start bleeding a little. This is the belly button. This is the navel. This is the umbilical cord. Take a drop of the Intuitive Oceans, dab it on there, leave it for about 2 or 3 minutes, then put it into your spinner and let it soak. Now it's going to soak for about 7 minutes. So do that same thing with everything you're going to eat. Take off the belly button, where it came from. Put one drop of the Intuitive Oceans right on there, leave it for a couple minutes, and then put that in your soak inside your wand. Put all of your produce, everything you're going to eat in it. I'll tell you what's going to happen. So first of all, the Intuitive Ocean. High super polarity with a negative char. It's fermented basically ancient seawater, very clean, high pH. And the negative polarity is going to immediately, and its high electron shuffle is going to go right into the protein. And it's going to begin what we call a negative alignment. This is like brand new science. We're going to restructure the molecular insides of that protein, recharging with every mineral and every trace mineral in the ocean. And at the same time, the Intuitive Master Cleanse is going to go in and start grabbing all the toxins, pulling them out. So we can take a super negative, the positive or toxic produce and turn it into a positive or a negative. Let me explain. When I say negative, that's good when it comes to detoxing your poop and produce. When I say positive, that's bad. All toxins, all hormone chaos, all medications or pharmaceuticals that are in the water, fluorines, everything toxic has a positive chance. These nutrients, the Intuitive Cleanse and the Intuitive Oceans, have a high negative polarity. So they either bind or when they realign, they chase the toxins out of the proteins. And this is what's so exciting. As they're chasing them out, the clays are binding to them. So everything is removed. I mean, like when we test, we're going to show you, Mike and I are going to show you this. When we test, we can take a garbage pesticided great.
All right. So couple more minutes left. So if you want to listen to that again or listen to the last pieces of it, you can go and, get that for free. And then, you're going to get amazing results with all these products. So we obviously recommend them and recommend that you like watch that. That's pretty cool the way you're doing that with the vegetables and so forth. And pulling negative stuff out of it and then hypercharging it. Tell us a little bit more about that. What's going on there?
Yeah. So the Intuitive Oceans has a high, powerful electron shuffle. Mm. So the high charged minerals that have been in our oceans for millions of years that actually have every mineral in the universe because of the universal dust trade. There's nutrients in there they don't even know about, minerals. And so it's not just like a creation of minerals, it's God's minerals. And they're highly charged. So as soon as we put them into the food or in our bodies, they go in and start throwing minerals into all of our water, into all of our cells, and they start restructuring. And restructuring looks like it's a negative alignment. This is brand new science where the molecules, instead of being a negative, positive, they start aligning into negative, and then they push the positives away. And what we see in our tests is the pushing of the positives away means that when we put the Intuitive Oceans on a head of lettuce, for example, or take it in our bodies, but on a head of lettuce, the toxins are laying on the counter, you guys. They're in the air. They're dropping out onto the counter of the kitchen. They're not in the produce anymore. Mm. And at the same time, then the clays are going in and binding with all those toxins. So then they won't be uptaken anywhere. So they're removed. So beef that has antibiotics or hormones in it, gone. Produce that has pesticides in it, gone. And it's doing the same things in our body. It's grabbing these toxins and removing them. And so that's why I'm just stoked about it. And when we do the test, we'll show you exactly where in the carrot, where it's going. This is the beauty about the test, how far it's moved down the carrot, because it moves in through like electricity through water really fast. We're able to see it push out the toxins out of the carrot onto the counter.
Wow. And so you have, there's one person asked me about magnesium. I know the Intuitive One has it in it, but it's like 20% of your daily recommended allowance. So, and I haven't done the research yet, but I will. But off the top of your head, is there one of the products that has more magnesium in it?
Yeah, if you want to grab the Intuitive Oceans for your magnesium.
Oh, wow. Okay.
Like I said, because it's got the naturally occurring living magnesium, full of the electrolytes.
Oh, wow. That's like lots. Yeah, that's good.
Yeah, it's a lot. So
you're doing that. Ideally, you want to do this, what, 3 times a day?
I do, but still start out slow, though, because, you know, if you're sick in my clinic, I'll put you on a teaspoon and a half, and that's going to soften your bowel pretty quick.
Yeah. Okay.
Okay. So if you're just starting out and you want to get started until your bowel adjusts, yeah, start with the half teaspoon and then work your way up to 1 teaspoon. And then work your way up to 1.5. And
yeah,
I'm like, this is the most, probably the one of the greatest underused nutrients on the planet, because it's
and that's really cool that you're like using it not just for cleansing yourself, but also cleansing your produce, so that you get higher value for your produce. Yeah. So it's cleansing, activating the nutrients in your produce. That's brilliant.
I really use it all the time in my practice for like heart conditions, brain health, thyroid, every body gland and tissue, but especially at the heart when I see like, you know, heart arrhythmias, myocarditis and things like that with the shot, we're using a lot of this because the heart needs this as its currency to carry the photons, electricity through the tissue.
So very good.
Yeah, very super exciting.
Half a teaspoon, I was looking at 43%. So if you're taking the Intuitive One, you get 20, that's 60, and then you do another little half teaspoon during the day sometime, maybe in the morning, night, whatever. Or have it made and have it ready to drink, and you do portions of it, like 1/3 at a time. I do that with some of my, with some of the products, and then you got it. You got your more than the daily recommended of magnesium. So maybe that's what happened with me with the when I took that shot. It basically like that magnesium went into my brain neurons and like flushed them.
So, you can electrocute it.
Yeah. So maybe I'm going to be smarter now.
Definitely.
Not as forgetful. I don't know.
How's that? I don't know.
We'll see.
Hey, we had something fun. Can I tell a quick story? We had something fun happen.
Yeah, you got two listener questions too in there, but go ahead.
Yeah, go ahead.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. No, you have you had two listener questions.
Oh.
Your notes.
Oh.
But you can do this with the funny thing. Go ahead and do that.
Yeah, so the black bottle was one of those. That's right. So we answered that, the black bottle, BPA-free and toxic-free and Lux Sunlight. Okay. And then the other one was, where do I put my EMF harmonizer? So if you go to the website, there's a video on there called Congratulations Welcome up at the top, and it's a video on how to and where to put it on. And it's real simple. It's another video just on the website. You go to Michael's store. And then you go to these,
So if you hit shop, and hit you see EMF harmonizer.
There you go.
There it is right there. Click on that. and it takes you there. Then you go to congratulations message.
Yeah, it's on there. And just there watch that a couple minutes. Well, we had a really cool thing happen. So when I got a call the other night from my friend who said, we saw the aurora from the solar storm. We saw the auroras all the way down here in Southern Cal.
Yeah, in Southern Cal, wow.
Mm. Yeah, I was like, no way. It's like, yeah, we're up at midnight, 1 a.m, we saw it. And so the next day, because I wasn't thinking about it, so the next day we went out and we tested it. And we were getting some toxic levels of solar radiation. So Denise Love and I are out there testing it. And so we brought in the EMF harmonizer. We brought it into the body's field, and that made that solar radiation even coherent. So it put that little geomagnetic bulb around our body and sent it right back into the earth. It was like, that was exciting.
Yeah, that's really cool. Very nice. So if you are interested in the products that, like we were talking about, the Intuitive Wellness Group, you can go to michaelkjaco.com. And we just showed you where to get the EMF harmonizer. You want that to begin with. You got to have that. That's your foundation. Because if you don't have this protection, then whatever else you're taking is going to be less effective or not effective at all. So then Intuitive Wellness Link brings up all the products now. 9 to 11. So nice number.
Beautiful.
Yeah. Intuitive One. This is basically my protein mix, fermented beets, the Intuitive Ultra Whey,
yep,
and the Intuitive Collagen.
Collagen.
So that makes a very nice protein. I was using the Intuitive Collagen. I put that in my other protein routinely. But the beets are, if you want a pump, if you want a pump, if you want to like activate your vascular structure,
yep,
then you want the Intuitive beets, the fermented. Only place where you can get fermented next level. So, and it is, it's next level. I think it really adds to the taste of the other two. The other two are kind of like just bland to me, which is good. You know, at least they're not bad. But this actually gives it a nice taste. And of course, you can put anything you want. You put frozen fruit or bananas, whatever you want in there to give it a little flavor. But it's quite a nice product line now.
If you want a little pre-workout, do the beets with like the whey and do some Intuitive Immunity. And that's those are all, they'll pump some growth hormone, just those three.
Oh, raw. Intuitive Immunity too, huh?
Yep. I usually take three before, three after.
Oh, yeah, there it is. Sports HGH. Very nice. Sports Performance and Energy.
I think that was another listener question now that I think about it.
Yeah, so I haven't taken that before workout, so I definitely will now. Yay. Because I need all the help I can get these days. So although I still do crazy amounts, it is still, nice to get a little extra boost. And the pain is really easy now, guys. We came in and made the, you can buy with Apple Pay and all kind of crazy stuff.
Oh, really?
So we made the payment process even better.
I had Denise smashed her toe a couple of days back. Like she peeled her big toenail off, and so I put her on 18 of those that day, and 18 of those the next day, and she put the LifeWay patch right on her toe as well. And with that combo with the Intuitive Immunity, the Intuitive One, and the LifeWay patch, that thing was, it looked healed by the next morning. I was shocked. I knew she was going to lose her toenail. And she was like, nope, I'm not losing it.
Wow.
Yeah. So if you start getting sick, you start feeling flu symptoms, take a dozen of these. I'm telling you. Or if you get injured, punctured,
the immunity, yeah.
load them up.
Sweet.
Yeah, very sweet.
All right, Raphael, it's been it's absolutely amazing. We covered everything and then some. Ooh. So
yeah, we did.
Absolutely amazing. And that video, like we said, will be in the description box, and then the connections if you want to get into purchasing the product is also in the description box. So very, very good stuff. And Denise's LifeWave, if you're interested in LifeWave, you do mine or do Denise's. So we're Denise's is on my team. So we all work together. So it's very good. It's using this stuff because we were waiting for, a lot of people have been waiting for LifeWave to drop a product line to help boost the LifeWave patches, but we have it right now, so that's good. And in some cases, I don't know, we'll have to see when that other product line comes out, but it might be actually better. So, because the quality from that company is like, I don't know how anybody could like match that or pass it. It's like something you see if you're like going on a space or coming back from the space, going out on a super space travel or something, get completely cleansed and go into a clean room that's even cleaner. And wow.
It was amazing tour. I love it because, and it's cool because I don't have to be a scientist. I just have to listen to the body. The body tells us what it wants where. Mm-hmm. And it's a beautiful thing when we take a LifeWave patch at C7, where we put it up on the neck, the acupuncture meridian, we call it C7. And then test the intuitive one to like the small crypts of the small gut or the bone marrow where the stem cells are made and its coherence to the liver, things like that. Mm. So when I say coherence, we're talking about light. So we have living source, biophoton-rich copper for the LifeWave patches in the intuitive one. Yeah, it's awesome.
Yeah.
It's beautiful.
And this cleanse, maybe we can talk about it even more later. I want to ask you this, but I don't want you to like go into detail about it yet. We'll talk about it next show about how it's cleansing the liver. So can you go into detail about that next time?
Yeah. And also next week, let's talk about how we can use that to start removing a vaccine.
Good. Yeah. Yeah. You mentioned that before. So that's good. That's one of the things that we were excited about, getting that cleanse in there so that people can start to cleanse the vaccine out.
Yeah. Awesome.
Very, very good. Yeah. Awesome. So this would be a very, very easy way for people to do it. You just put it in water, drink the water, drink the water. You make enough so it'll last you all day and use it to like cleanse your fruit, or not fruit, but your vegetables. And how about fruit? Would you do it in fruit too?
Everything you eat, soak it in there and then even if you're going to have a steak, put it in there 7 minutes. Everything you eat, absolutely.
Oh, wow.
Yeah. We'll talk about the liver, helping the liver, relief, a lot of relief for the liver.
That's good because that artist and his whole group, they're all about the liver. It's liver, liver, liver. I mean, every event that I've been to, they're talking liver detox. So that'll be a good one to do next show. Go a little bit into detail on how the products are doing that, cleansing it.
And we'll talk a little more about what toxins are doing to the liver, even like the graphene and the venom and the pesticides. Yeah, let's do it.
And that's why they're saying the liver has to be detoxed, because there's super attack on the liver.
Yeah.
And that's Chinese medicine. I mean, it's like ancient. You got to take care of the liver. The Chinese eat cold and they eat hot foods, and not that they're actually literally hot, but some foods they're hot. That's not there. There's like a category for them. So, and the reason why they're doing that is for the liver.
The liver.
Because they want to make the liver as healthy as it can be. So very, very interesting.
We can go into high detail about the liver. One of the things that we have in the line, that all of them are beautiful for liver, but if you want to grab methylation of B vitamins that are living, methylated, we can talk a little bit about that next week. Grab the intuitive one, start on that.
Ah, awesome. I'm looking forward to it. All right. Well, awesome. Raphael, thanks a lot. It's always super informative, and it's so cool to have like these amazing products that we're offering people and making them available that people can cleanse themselves and, you know, not only just cleanse themselves, but take their nutrient level to a different level.
Yeah. Yeah. Especially in the middle of this war.
Mm-hmm.
It's really beautiful to have it.
Yep.
And we'll start, we'll do shows on, we'll talk about infection and stuff like that too.
Good. Sounds right. All right, sir. Thank you very much.
Thank you.
Thank you so much for listening to Unleashing Intuition Secrets, the podcast. Until next time, stay in the love vibration as you continue your journey to become the master of your reality.